Madam Deputy Speaker. I want to speak today about transparency and accountability in public life and how the system that we find ourselves in today has been maintained and got us to where we are. In the early noughties, I was working overseas, as I've said, with the British Council. Andrew Mountbatten-Windsor visited us as part of his role as a UK trade envoy. Before his arrival, senior staff in both the embassy and the British Council were rolling their eyes. His reputation preceded him. I was told it was a containment exercise, that overseas missions feared putting me out there in case he said something inappropriate, that he was arrogant, and that he wasn't on top of the detail of his brief. Rather than looking forward to his visits as an opportunity to promote Britain, instead it was thought that he would do damage. Moreover, there were rumours about him that he refused to stay in the ambassador's residence, would only stay in the Four Seasons or similar top-end hotels, and that he took with him an ironing board overseas when he went. That was a euphemism for a massage table. That was all well known amongst many officials. It even inspired a BBC TV programme, The Ambassadors, in 2013, a couple of years after Andrew was forced to relinquish his role as trade envoy. But this, it seems, was known about in the diplomatic circles I experienced way back at the start of the noughties, and yet Andrew Mountbatten-Windsor enjoyed another 10 years as a trade envoy. But yet, when I questioned why this was allowed to happen, I was met with a shrug. Everyone knows, it was said.